In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded, and lo, I'm with you always to the end of the age." This is our text. My dear friends in Christ, I have a confession to make. I stink at math. I remember as a child in elementary school, I'd often have to stand from recess to memorize the multiplication table. You know, with 1 through 10 on the one side, or 1 through 9 or whatever. See, I didn't memorize that very well either. And then across the top and 1 times 1 and all that. I'm going to let see if you know it. See, 1 times 7 is 2 times 7 is 3 times 7 is, I got one guy answering. See, you weren't good at math either, were you? See, the further I went along, the 7 times 7 is 49, the 8 times 7 is 56, and the 9 times 7 is 63, I had to use my fingers. And then I went off to high school. And I got to tell you, I scored a solid D in geometry. It was after lunch, and I don't think I stayed awake for long, but the bottom line was, is I didn't get it. Triangles and angles, I'm saying, where am I going to use this in my life? And then I'm off to college. At Chadron State, I'm thankful to God I had to take one math class, and I looked through the whole course catalog to find the easiest one. It was agricultural math, and at one point in time, I could tell you how many bushels of wheat it took to plant acres of wheat. I have no idea anymore how you do it, but the bottom line is I passed the class, I got my degree, and then finally I go off to the seminary. And praise be to Jesus, math is not required. I never took another math class ever again. And I'm thankful to God that my phone has the calculator on it, because sometimes I got to use it. But here's the deal. You get the Holy Trinity Sunday and I find out that God can't do math either. Because 1 + 1 + 1 in God's sight is 1. So I guess I'm in good company. All right, you're thinking to yourself, Holy Trinity Sunday. It's kind of like, holy cow, we're going to do that long creed again? You divide it into parts so we don't all fall asleep? Yes. And that creed that says, this is the Catholic faith, I thought we were Lutheran. But Catholic means universal. And so although you are not Roman Catholic, you are Lutheran Catholic, because you're also universally part of the Holy Christian Church. And on this day, we confess who the Trinity is, or better yet, who He's not. But you're still wondering, you haven't answered the question. What is the Trinity? Well, I'll tell you right now, it's not in the Bible. Trinity appears nowhere, although the doctrine of the Trinity is there. And Holy Trinity Sunday is one of the high holy feast days of the church, kind of like Christmas and Easter. You didn't know that now, did you? But what exactly is the Trinity? I came across a dialogue between a father and son, which may be helpful, and if it is, tell me afterwards. If it's not helpful, just keep it to yourself, but I'm going to say it anyway. The son comes to the father and says, "Dad, I got a question." And the dad responds, "What is it, son?" "Well, today in Sunday school we talked about God." And the dad stopped and says, "Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you should talk to your mother." "Come on, Dad." "Okay, son, what's your question?" "Well, our teacher is trying to explain the Trinity. You know, God in three persons." The father says, "Son, I really think this is a mom question, don't you?" "Dad." "All right, what's your question?" "Well, I guess it's confusing. I mean, I've never met a Trinity before." "What do you mean, son?" "Well, everyone I know is one person, not three." "I see. And this worries you, son?" "Dad, no, it's just confusing. I mean, how or who is the Trinity God supposed to be anyway?" "That's a good question, son." Long pause. Son looking at the father. "Well?" "Father, well, what?" "Don't you have some wonderful parental insight to help me out here?" "Right. Well, let me think. God is like H2O. You know, ice, liquid, and a solid. Oh, H2O, but in different makeups." So you're saying God's like water? Well, not exactly. Okay, let's try this. Your mother, for instance, is one person, but she's your mother, she's my wife, and she's the daughter of her parents. So you say that mom is God? No, let's not go there, son. What about the beauty of the flower, the son says, or a smile on a baby's face? Father, what? How is that like the Trinity? The son? I don't know, Dad, but when I see something like that, I know that God must have had a hand in it. I would agree with you there, son, but which one, Dad? Which one what? Which God is involved in something like that? I'm not following you here, son. Well, if God is three persons, which person makes the flowers bloom? And which person breathes new life into a baby? Father, well, now wait a minute, son. Remember, we have a rule in our house. Mom answers all questions concerning babies, okay? Not just babies, Dad. Listen here. Everything. I mean, which person paints the colors of the sunset? Which person listens to me when no one else will? Which one, Dad? Wow, those are some good questions, son. Which one is it, Dad? And how do we know? And who decides? And do they ever argue amongst each other? Do they live in the same place? And can you see them all or just some of them some of the time? Or can you tell them apart, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Are they identical, or is there three, or could there be more, five and six? You know, add them on. Long pause. Child staring at father. Father responds, son, the Trinity is like an apple. It has a core, it has flesh, and it has skin. Dad, or maybe it's like a three-leaf clover. You don't know, do you, Dad? Or it's like a triangle, son. I'll just go ask mom or whoever she is. Or is it like three interlocking circles, the father says. Well, anyway, far be it to say that what you've asked me to do is difficult at best. In fact, as I confessed in the creed with you, the Father is incomprehensible, the Son is incomprehensible, and the Holy Spirit is incomprehensible. So if you leave here today and say, Pastor, your sermon was completely and utterly incomprehensible, you got it. But wait a minute, we started our service off with those words, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God reveals Himself in the Bible continually. We encounter God the Father. Three, but yet one. Do you know that Jesus revealed the Father by praying to Him? Father, not my will, but yours be done. And the Father acknowledged the Son at His baptism. Says, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And the Bible talks about Jesus saying, the Holy Spirit's going to be poured out when I ascend back into heaven. The Bible clearly points to a God who is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But if you read in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So one plus one plus one equals one. You know math as well as I do. While each of the calling of the heads of the Trinity are different, the Father created the heavens and the earth. But you know the Holy Spirit was there? You heard it in the Old Testament reading. It hovered over the surface of the deep. And then you also see Peter preaching in the Acts reading today. He's preaching by the power of the Holy Spirit, but he's preaching about Jesus. And then finally, in the last one, Jesus is talking about the sacraments, going baptizing and teaching them and all that. He's talking about the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the people of God. He may have three persons, but they work together in perfect unity, always seeking the best for you and for me. The same three persons of the Trinity God have worked together since the incarnation of Jesus. You know, when Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, He was there. And we see it throughout Jesus' life. He was baptized, the dove descended, and the Spirit was there. And the Father spoke from heaven. They always work together in perfect unity. And then you get to the cross of Calvary. Jesus' last words before it was finished was, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. How's your Aramaic, by the way? My God, why have you forsaken me? And at that point in history, the Father and the Son were separated because of the sin of mankind. I don't understand. understand that. How can the Trinity be divided? It's incomprehensible. But on that day, Christ died upon the cross. There was separation between the Father and the Son because of you and because of me. But it wasn't intended to be that way. God created the heavens and the earth. He made everything perfect. And Adam and Eve were created. And God said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. And He did that, male and female. He made us perfect, holy, righteous, exactly like Him. But it didn't last very long. After God said it is very good, Adam and Eve fell into sin by eating the fruit they weren't supposed to. And they plunged all humanity into sin and death. And that's where we are today. We are separated from God because of who we are. Not necessarily because of what we do. Because of what we do is dependent on who we are. In other words, we sin because we are sinners to the heart and to the core of who we are. But God loved fallen humanity so much that He would send forth His own Son from His side in heaven to be wrapped in human flesh, to suffer the pangs of hell and death for you, that you may have forgiveness of all of your sins. And to receive that new relationship with our Heavenly Father, He sent forth the Holy Spirit, because it does little good for Jesus to die for you if you can't receive it. And the Spirit of God works through means to create and to sustain faith in you. That's why you're here, isn't it? The Holy Spirit has reminded you of who you are, that you're a sinner in God's sight, needing judgment upon you, but God loves you. As He made Adam and Eve, crafting them and making them perfect. And by the way, women are made of higher material than men. When He created them, He knew everything about them and He loved them. Even after the fall. In the same way that God loves you. Jesus' last words on earth is therefore going to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you, and I'll be with you always to the end of the age. Why did He send the disciples out? Because He loves fallen mankind. He wanted them to know who they are so that they could give them Jesus and the forgiveness of all of their sins. Now on Holy Trinity Sunday, our readings remind us once again of the unity between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A Father who created all things. A Son who died upon a cross to redeem you, to buy you back. Not with gold or silver, but with His holy, innocent, and precious blood. And a Holy Spirit, as Luther would say, that continues to enliven us in our faith. Because we can't receive faith in Christ without the work of the Holy Spirit. Today, yes, a pretty special day. It's pretty fun as a pastor to be able to preach a sermon that is completely and utterly incomprehensible. But I hope you comprehend this one thing, that God loves you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.